1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
Doug Danger with us from the Orange County Courier. Let's talk a little movies, because a movie opened this weekend, and it was Tomb Raider, as you know, the one with Angelina Jolie, and Doug is with us from the Orange County Courier. Doug, how are you?
Phil, I'm doing really good.
Can you tell me about this film?
Well, all I can tell you about Angelina Jolie is that she did not get it done. The Tomb Raider was not good. Beside myself, Rolling Stone, New York Times, Time Magazine, we're all in agreement. We all agree this movie was a very heavy-handed, ham-fisted, very redundant and colossal cliche, starring somebody who up until this weekend was a very promising ingenue.
I heard the word on this thing that wasn't too good, and yet it made a lot of money.
It did make a lot of money. That's Angelina Jolie, she's the daughter of John Voight, who's one of our great actors. I'm still going over the numbers and sifting through the wreckage of this weekend, but apparently people went to see this movie, and we're talking $48.2 million, Phil, in 3,308 theaters, which is pretty good penetration. I don't have the per theater right now, but it's got to be five figures. That's a lot of money for a bad, bad movie to make, and for the theatergoers to ignore what every significant critic in the country has said. I'm going to tell you right now, and I know that I'm talking to you and to countless others in your radio audience, Phil. I think it takes a lot of gall. I think it takes a pretty big pair of balls to go out and watch a movie, even though the critics of America said, do not do it.
Well, why do they ignore you? Why do moviegoers ignore film critics?
Well, Phil, I would tell you that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I came out of the closet probably almost 3 months ago. And when I came out and decided to be who I was as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I realized that I had something to offer, and that was to help the moviegoers of America find the right kind of movies, the most entertaining kind of movies, the most interesting movies.
But what? Again, why did they ignore you?
I don't think you people in the broadcast business do your job. First of all, you never talk about us in the newspaper business. You don't promote us.
Well, I got you on right now, and you guys in the print business don't do that very. Talking about promoting us, I got you on right now, and you guys in the print business. When's the last time you wrote about me?
You just had a piece in the New York Times written about your show. Is that right?
All right, the New York Times, yes, but other than them, very few. Few newspapers notice. The L.A. Times does a notoriously lousy job reporting radio. That's not what this is about.
All right, you want to stick to the subject. Why don't you promote the very fine film critics in the newspaper to let people know what movies to watch?
Who really reads newspapers nowadays anyway?
Well, we do. We've got a literacy problem, yes. Many people don't have the attention span to read newspapers, but that's why you should be promoting the film critics in the newspapers, so that those who can read won't miss our film review. I went to film review school. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, which makes me even better than other critics.
And Doug, maybe people just went to see this movie because they like Angelina Jolie, and they're curious about the movie based upon the video game.
Look, we told them that even though they like Angelina Jolie and the video game, the movie still blew Chodilia. So why did they go against what we told them to do? You people failed.
Well, you can't blame the broadcast media for that.
Well, what we're faced with over the last 48 hours is the question what to do about it. And as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I was on the phone with Brad Manuels and Dick Corrigan. The moviegoers of America went out and watched a movie that we specifically told them not to go watch. Now, I don't know how slow to temper you are, Phil. I'm very slow to anger. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so I don't get pissed off easy. But this pisses me off because I wrote a very clear criticism of this movie, and I very distinctly remember telling the people who go to movies, don't go to this movie. And not only me.
Well, circulation of your newspaper is not that big. The circulation of other individual newspapers, depending upon where they are, may not be that big.
But taken all together, you've got good circulation. Wouldn't you agree?
Taken all together, yes, maybe you do.
Okay, then why did the people of America, even after we specifically told them this movie blows endless amounts of mule trains, why did they go to this movie?
Well, the only reason I can come up with is, first of all, you said it was heavy-handed and ham-fisted and all that. And let me give our phone number out at 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Other than saying it was heavy-handed and ham-fisted and a colossal cliche, what else was wrong with this movie?
Isn't that enough?
Okay, but what was wrong with this film? Give it to me in terms. See, this is the thing about you guys, heavy-handed, ham-fisted. I don't know what you're talking about, man.
How about cliches? Do you understand that word?
I understand cliche. People don't mind going to movies that are cliche-ridden. They like cliches. They like to see the same thing over and over again. Some of them, anyway. Okay?
Well, do you know what bad acting is?
I know what bad acting is.
How come nobody saw Battlefield Earth? How come nobody went to see a Mission to Mars? How come nobody... I give this a gay thumb down. In fact, I give it two gay thumbs down because this film didn't even have the originality and the compelling originality of a Stargate, which, as you know, I gave a gay thumb down to. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay? And for me, the most important thing is that people who read my column do as they are told, and they don't go to see the movies that I tell them not to see. And every person that went to see Tomb Raider was taking their nutsack in their hand. They knew it. They knew they'd be hell to pay come Monday. Well, now they've seen their little movie, they've seen how bad it is, and now the day of reckoning is at hand. And
well, maybe then there's punishment. That's the punishment. They saw a bad movie.
It's not enough.
And it lost money.
Big whoop-de-doo, $8. I mean, this has been going on for a while. They did the same thing with Pearl Harbor. They did the same thing with Evolution. They did the same thing with The Animal. The list goes on. They're not paying attention to film critics. And now the biggest egg laid in Hollywood this year is this Tomb Raider.
Well, what are you guys going to do? Your film critics, people are going to go see their movies.
Well, I'll tell you something. We got together. We all felt it's probably time to get the concession people to slow down shipments. We are going to encourage and effect a slowdown in concession shipments. And I want you to start thinking about that, Phil. That means Jujubes, Milk Duds, Red Vines, Soft Drinks, Skittles, Good and Plenty, Almond Joy.
That seems very benign. You guys are going to keep them from eating. You're going to keep. How do you do that?
Huh?
How do you do that? What do you mean to slow down in concessions?
As film critics, I think we can contact those people that supply the concession stands so that you don't have your Jujubes when you sit there watching a movie.
And that seems very benign.
Is it? Let me tell you something, Phil. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. What I understand about...
You're a gay man and you're a gay journalist. I got that, okay? So forget about that, all right?
I happen to be a gay man.
I know you're a gay man and I know you're a gay journalist. Please don't do that anymore, all right? Just tell me what it is about slowing down the shipment of Jujubes to a movie theater that's going to make people do what you want them to do.
Let me say that. If you read my review and still went to see Tomb Raider, I hate to say it, but I can smell some homophobia in it.
What are you guys going to do about somebody not having their juju? Big deal. I can go and sit and watch a movie without a Jujube or an Almond Joy or popcorn.
Well, let me tell you what I know about people. Because I am a gay man and a gay journalist.
Yeah. Got that. Well, okay, what do you know about people?
What I know about people is this. People eat in movies to stave off the anxiety and the depression that they're not Leonardo DiCaprio or Laura Croft. They stave off the depression that they're not flying an airplane against the Japanese at Pearl Harbor. When they go to the movie and they see their movie favorites up on the screen, they wish, Phil, they could be them. Okay? And
oh, Doug, you are...
They wish they could be them, and they want to eat food because it keeps them from being anxious about not being them. If they don't have their Jujubes and their Milk Duds, and they don't have their popcorn, they don't have their Skittles, their Abba Zabba, or the Big Hunk, they start getting paranoid, they start getting very nervous. I'd like to see America see the animal without Whoppers, see what happens. Go see Evolution without the big chocolate Whoppers, see what happens. And if we slow this down...
I think that is an asinine suggestion that you're going to keep people from having Red Vines and Milk Duds.
And they'll get anxious.
And they'll get nervous about not being Angelina Jolie.
They'll start realizing it, yeah, because they're sitting there and suddenly they're sweating and they're anxious and they realize their lives don't amount to a hill of crap. And you can quote me on that.
Well, you're on the air live, man. I don't need to quote you. It just went out over the air to 90 radio stations. Here is Tara on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Guy, you act so personally offended that people didn't listen to your criticism of this film.
I don't understand why people went to see this movie.
Well, they don't know you from Joe. What do they care what you say?
Forget about me. Every film critic in America said this movie was not worth... Why did you go see it then?
Why did I?
Did you see it?
No, I didn't see it. But I,
all right,
but
well,
I
then why,
but
did,
I
why did people
I
go
did
see,
not
it?
See it?
Why did the
but
people
go? But I did
go?
Not see it because you told me
well,
not
you,
to see
you
it.
Well, you know not to see it now, right?
Oh, no, I didn't want to see it to begin with.
Oh, okay,
the
good.
The point is, if well, I didn't want to see it, I'd still go and see it no matter what you said.
No, you're not gonna. No, you're not.
Well,
yeah.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not.
You're all, you know
when
what?
You're directed
almost making,
not to see. Let me ask you something. When you're directed,
I almost want to go see that movie just despite you.
That's what's going to happen, Doug. So many people are going to be upset with you.
Let me tell you something. This movie is one stupid scene, one piece of bad acting, one piece. I mean, I've already told you, don't see the movie.
But who
the
are
film
you?
Critics
I don't know
of America.
You from what do I care what
I'm
you
a gay
me?
Man and a gay journalist. All right, ma'am.
So?
Because of my gay, because I am gay, I have seen what people, what happens. Because
oh,
I
well,
have
then,
my
God,
eyes
let
open.
Me make sure that let me
gay?
Make sure that I get your newspaper from now
are
on
you
because
gay?
I want to make sure I check it before I see any other movie because your word means that much to me.
All right, go ahead. Blow your $8 on a movie, and you're going to be the next movie you go to see. You'll be sitting there without your Almond Joy. What do you think about that? You'll be sitting there without your.
You are
know
unbelievable.
You I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
You
I have
said that
suffered
1,800
through, I have said that.
Yeah, we know
that
about
really,
that.
That
I have
really
suffered
doesn't mean
it.
Anything to me.
Okay, either one of you, Phil or Tara, why don't you tell me, you're going to sit through a movie without your big hunk or your Abba Zabba or anything like that? Huh? Huh? No.
I have before. I
no,
think I
you
can
have
do it again.
Now. That's a lie. You have to sit and eat. Otherwise, you get anxious that you're not Laura Croft.
Steven, there again. You don't know me just like I don't know you.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I got nothing to hide.
Look, at Doug, I can tell you I'll go in and see a movie no matter how bad, no matter how good, and I don't need Abba Zabba.
What do you like to eat in the movies?
It doesn't make any difference.
Just tell me, what do you like to eat?
I eat jujubes.
Get a load of you.
Yeah, I like jujubes. I like it. What do you eat, Tara?
See, both of you people just lied to me. You lied to me.
I've never heard in my life.
No, both of you lied to me because you said you didn't eat anything. Now you tell. What's stupid about it? The fact that when you're watching.
No. We didn't lie to you. You asked, how could you sit through a movie without them? I could easily sit through a movie without them.
When you went to see Titanic.
If I did get something to eat, it would probably be popcorn.
When you went to see Titanic, you needed to eat popcorn knowing that you'd never, ever in your life get your hands on Leonardo DiCaprio. You needed to shovel in the milk.
You know what?
You're
I, think
at me?
You're, I think you you're visiting your own thoughts upon
no,
me.
I
have no desire to touch Leonardo DiCaprio.
Reese's Pieces?
Maybe you're visiting your own.
Well, no, I'm not. You're talking about, you know, she just called me a fag, didn't she?
No, she didn't, but she's saying maybe you got fantasies about Leonardo DiCaprio. And the fact that you needed to shovel down soft pretzels or something. Tara, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger is with us. He's part of a consortium of film critics who are stunned to find out today that Tomb Raider made $42 million at the box office, even though all of them unanimously said it was a lousy movie, not worth seeing. And now they're so upset that people went to see the movie, even though they were told not to by the film critics. The film critics are considering a slowdown in shipments of concession food, which means a 30% drop in Abba Zabba, 50% drop in Big Hunk, a whopping 70 to 73% drop in Good and Plenty, Mounds, and Almond Joys, Skittles down 40%, Milk Duds down... What am I reading? Milk Duds down 40%. 1-800-449-8686 with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. I'm Phil Henry. This is The Phil Henry Show.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, your theory, Doug, is that people go to see movies because they want to be the people up on the screen, and
well, no, I don't think they go to see movies because they want to be anybody up on the screen. I'm saying they do need to eat to keep the anxiety level down of not having the life that Ben Affleck has got, okay, or not having the life that that Angelina Jolie's got.
Well, Tomb Raider, nobody went to see. I mean, Tomb Raider, everybody went to see, even though that you... And somebody called off the air and said that Gigi... Do you know this movie, Gigi?
No, I do not.
Well, I don't either, but it was a movie that the critics hated, and it was one of the top movies of all time.
Top movie of all time? What's that mean, a top movie?
It made a lot of money.
So what? It made a lot of money. I mean, all kinds of crap makes a lot of... I'm just telling people, I don't want to have a discussion with you.
It made a lot of money, okay? People went to see it. Just there's a lot.
I'm not going to have a discussion with you on what people go to see. I'm telling you that people went to see a movie that we as critics told them not to, and I am pissed. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. If you piss off a gay man and a gay, pissing off a gay man is one thing. Piss off a gay man and a gay journalist, I'll be pissed and I'll write about it. Now you can have it any way you want it. We can do it any way you want to do it. So how do you want to do this?
I want to go to see the movies that I want to see.
Okay, then you've just taken your nutsack in your hands. You want to take your balls in your hands? You go right ahead and do that.
Or otherwise, what? You're not going to let me eat my red vines?
Oh, you think that's? You don't think that's a big threat?
No, man. I don't think it's a big threat.
Okay, next time you go see Saving Private Ryan or Pearl Harbor, because I know you like war movies, and you start getting depressed that you aren't a big war hero, and you go up to get yourself a Mounds, and there is nothing to eat, then what's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. You're going to start getting nervous, uptight. You'll start getting depressed.
Oh, bull crap, man. You got the goofiest concepts about what makes people watch movies. Here is Sharon on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
My first question, is he for real?
Am I for real? I write
yes.
a column for the Orange County Courier, ma'am, and what I'm trying to do is get people to see good movies, not lousy movies.
Well, if someone wants to see a movie, they're going to see it regardless. And if the movie
no,
is
why are they
great,
seeing a movie that I told them was lousy? I told the movie was bad. I told them it was a bad movie. They went to see it anyway.
But it doesn't make a difference. They want
yes,
to see it.
Why do they want to see it? Okay, then the question is, why do they want to see a bad movie?
Well, because they need to see that for themselves. Just because you say it's a bad movie, that doesn't mean it's a bad movie.
Let's throw $8 away on a bad movie just so I know it's a bad movie. I already told them it was bad.
That's your opinion,
Let me ask you, what movie do you want to go see? Are you interested in seeing movies?
Actually, I'm going to see this movie this Saturday.
What movie?
Tomb Raider.
I told you not to.
It doesn't make a difference. I want to see it. Your opinion means nothing.
Jenny, you are listening.
The lady wants to go see the movie.
I just told her not to see it.
Okay,
I wrote a column
nothing.
And said, don't go see it. Now I'm on the air talking to people, telling them not to go see it, and they're still going to go see it? I'm a gay man, and I'm a gay journalist. what do you find funny about that?
The fact that you're saying it 8 million times.
We know that now. We
gay,
know.
All right, your homophobia is what? Black people are notoriously homophobic.
Okay, look, let's not get into race or anything.
No, let's not get into race, but let's get into my sexuality. And everybody sticking
their hands, have to do with a movie?
You sticking your hands down my pants has got nothing to do with reviewing this film the way I see it.
Nobody's putting their hands in your pants either, Doug. What we're asking you is that we're not even asking, we're saying.
I'm trying to save the public $8 and 2 hours of their lives. Why is everybody ganging up on me? See, that's the question that needs to be answered. Why would you gang up on me when I'm trying to save you 3 hours of your time and $8?
Because.
Hello?
I'm right here.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Your name, Sharon?
What does gay have to do with
I'm gay. Are you
being,
black?
A movie critic.
Right,
what does that have to do with anything?
Are you black?
What does that have to do with anything?
But you're black, right?
What does that have to do with anything?
Exactly my question. What's it got to do with it?
Hello?
That's right. See?
She never brought up that she was black. She didn't say she was a black caller. She just got on the air and said what she said. Here is Serena on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hi. I think this guy
is gone. Is that lady gone?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think this guy is nuts.
That's the kind of the uncourageous caller I'm talking about.
I am not an uncourageous caller. I actually had the courage enough to call. It's the first time I ever called a show.
Look, it's like I'm giving you an $8. I'm giving you
what to do.
I'm giving you an $8 off coupon, and you're crucifying me for it.
I think that you're wrong. I actually saw Tomb Raider. I did not think it was nearly that bad.
It's horrible. Oh, well, okay. If your taste is up your rear end, there's nothing I can do about it.
I thought that this was a free country. I thought I was allowed to make my own choice of what I wanted to do with the money I earned
great.
And how I wanted to spend
there
my free time.
And you put that avocado shag carpeting in your house, too. Doesn't mean I don't get to laugh at it. Okay, if you got bad taste.
Well, if she's got bad taste in avocado shag carpeting, let her have it, all right? And if she wants to go see a bad movie.
So you agree it's bad?
I haven't even seen the piece of crap.
This lady thinks Sizzler makes a great steak, too. Look,
certainly
you
not.
Do you know what a good restaurant is? Because after
comment
about
Bob's Chop House in Dallas.
Okay, well, I don't know where that place is. It sounds like a crap can to me.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And that's what it does. If people don't have enough candy to eat, the sugar in the candy acts as a neurotransmitter. What that does is it keeps people from having epileptic seizures. If nobody's eating candy in the movie theaters, there could be some neurological disorder.
Well, that's got to be the biggest load of bull crap.
Phil, I've been in the movie review business for a long
time. Oh, come on, man. There's plenty of people that don't eat candy in the movie theater and don't go into epileptic seizures. And
if you don't want to see people flopping around like fish in the aisles and out in the sticky floors of these movie theaters, then I would suggest people start doing what we tell them to do as film critics.
Otherwise, you'll make sure that there's no candy. You know.
Otherwise, we affect the contacts we have in the concession business. That's right.
Here is Rob on the Phil Hendry Show. Rob, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Good, yeah, fine.
I think this guy is a self-serving, pompous ass.
Who, me?
Why? Just because he's
a gay man. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because it gives me a perception into people that straight people don't have.
How do you know? You're not straight. How do you know what they think?
Because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I look
so,
at the
yeah,
world without a filter.
Therefore, you don't know what straight people think.
No, I look at the world without a filter on. I see what how everybody thinks.
How is that? Do you know how black people think?
I think I know better than you do how everybody thinks.
I don't
think
you do.
And I'm also a film critic.
You know what? Right? You know what? Let me say this.
Do you eat, candy in the movie theater? Do you eat candy in the movie theater?
Listen to me. People who act. People who can't act, criticize. You can't act.
What is that?
You wish you could act.
No, you wish you could.
I do. I am an actor.
And what, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. That's the hotbed of acting. Look.
Are you a stage actor, Rob? You do film acting?
I do a little bit of both.
Okay, here's
what I'm... Listen.
Community
right
play.
Now,
little theater doesn't count, okay? Dinner theater.
I'm not talking dinner theater. I'm not talking little
theater?
Community theater
right.
either.
Then you know, if you want to get into the film business, that if people aren't eating a big hunk, epileptic seizures.
You are such a self-serving, pompous ass.
You don't. You know what an epileptic seizure is?
Yes, I do. I've
Much
had
of the
a
acting,
who dies from an epileptic seizure.
All right.
Do you know what an epileptic seizure is?
Yeah, Angelina Jolie's acting on the screen this weekend reminded me of one.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
All right, that's
because
honest.
You don't like the movie
yeah.
doesn't mean someone else will.
That's what we're trying to say. You don't like the movie.
You want to see an epileptic seizure, go watch Al Pacino in Godfather 3.
That was a terrible film.
Yeah.
Terrible film.
Yeah.
You know what?
That's
how do you know people aren't having epileptic seizures reading your column?
All right, is that homophobic or what?
Now, what do I care?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You just made a crack about...
Listen, as an actor, I come across many, many gay people. I have no problem with them.
Are you gay?
I am not homophobic.
You know I'm
gay. Just because I made that statement about your column doesn't make me a homophobe.
Look, and he was making a point about if movies can create an epileptic seizure, which I think is bullcrap, and I think that...
No, I'm saying the lack of sugar from the candy will create it. And if they don't have the big hunk, if you don't have a big hunk, what happens to you?
Nothing. I'm sure you enjoy big hunks.
I beg your pardon?
I'm sure you enjoy big hunks. And not
okay, that's
theater.
Homophobic right there.
Oh, my God.
That's homophobic.
I am not
right
homophobic.
Then why'd you say the big hunk thing?
Because you did. You're the one who brought up your sexuality. Nobody else did.
I'm a gay man and a gay...
We got that already with the gay man and the gay journalist.
Obviously.
And the guy made up...
You know what? I think you have a problem with that.
I got
you wouldn't be bringing it up.
I'm gay. You understand that, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And you know what? Everyone else...
And you resent it.
Everyone else
Look,
in the radio audience
knows that.
That
you're gay. And the fact that people are going to go see Tomb Raider with Angelina Jolie means that you want to get together with all these other critics that you've been talking about across the country to slow down the delivery of jujubes. Are you goofy or something?
No, Phil, I know exactly how to hurt the movie theaters, and I know how to hurt the movie business.
How dare you try to put these men and women out of business because they're displaying a film that people want to see?
Why do you want to hurt the movie business?
Because I don't want people going to see Angelina Jolie in a movie like Tomb Raider. I told them not to see it, that's why. And
okay,
they're still
going to
see it? How dare they? I'm gay.
Obviously,
I'm a gay man.
What?
I'm a gay jerk.
Oh,
what?
Man.
Obviously, you said it 1,000 times.
Are you gay?
No, I'm not.
Then why do you sound gay?
Okay, that is an insult.
That was exactly.
That was a.
Well, he does.
What? Where does that come from?
I don't know. It's anger, or maybe some attraction I have.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You know what, man? Just okay.
Dude,
thank Rob.
There's
something seriously wrong with him.
Something wrong with me.
Yeah.
I'm gay. Why is it an insult? There's nothing wrong with being gay.
Yeah.
I don't think I know there's not anything.
Wait a second. I want to be clear on something, Rob. You're in a dinner theater group and you're not gay.
No, I'm not in a dinner theater group.
And he's not gay. Thank you,
Rob. I am not in a dinner theater group.
But you're gay.
No, I'm not.
He's not gay.
Where do you get this?
What in
this
the hell?
Really Phil, does this guy really listen to your
Do you listen to the freaking show at all, Doug? I mean, people want to go see what they want to go see, even if it's, as you describe it, a festering turd like Tomb Raider,
which can't be that bad. What do I recommend?
A wonderful little movie called Tea with Mussolini.
What a piece of crap that was.
How dare you?
Tea with Mussolini was a good film.
Now, you told me you're in a gay theater group.
I am not.
He's not in a gay
theater
troupe.
Right? You know what? I think, I think you have something seriously wrong with your gayness. You have a problem with being gay, or you wouldn't project into other people.
No, I want everybody to know I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Everybody knows that. No offense to you, Rob, or to you, Doug. I thought Tea with Mussolini sucked.
But you liked it, Rob?
Okay, well, hey. You know what?
Rob,
I respect that, Phil. I respect that.
I
want to
ask you, Rob, did you like Tea with Mussolini?
Yes, I did.
And you're not gay.
Yeah, he's already said that, and now you're being a smartass about it, okay?
Yeah, what's his problem?
All right, Phil,
I think he has a problem with his gayness.
You got a problem with your gayety. And
I got a problem with my gayety. I have gay vision.
Yes, you do.
I have gay vision. Just remember that.
That's
all right, Rob,
fine.
Thanks. 1-800-449-8686. Why is it every time you're on this show talking about movies, it turns into World War III?
What?
Every time you come on with this show talking about movies that you like or that you don't like, it's like either your opinion is the one and only opinion. You're like a culture dictator, man. You know that?
I'm trying to save people $8. I'm trying to save people the time of walking out in sweating, sitting next to some sweaty. My gayety is not out of whack. It's fresh and it's festive. And the wonderful thing I like about being gay is I am festive, I am fresh, and I'm new. I'm a whole new kind of gay guy. And
what do you mean you're a whole new?
I don't know. It's something new and different about me. Over the last, I'd say, 6 months, a whole new kind of gay person is erupt. And a lot of these older gay people, they don't dig it. Not like that Rob.
He's not gay.
Yeah, right.
Here is Marianne on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, Marianne.
You know, when I go to a movie, I want to be entertained. I don't eat candy. I don't eat popcorn.
Sure.
I don't drink soda. I don't do any of that.
Sure you don't.
That's right, I don't.
Everybody does when they go to a movie.
I don't.
Well,
absolutely not, because I live healthy. I'm a doctor. I eat healthy.
Can I ask you, do you eat anything when you go to a movie? Like cut out little celery sticks, anything like that?
No, absolutely nothing. I eat my supper before I go to a movie.
You must hate going to movies.
I will go to a movie.
You must hate life. You must hate life.
Why would she hate life because she doesn't eat candy in a movie theater?
This doesn't sound. I'm a gay man.
So what?
And I'm
Who cares?
I'm a festive gay man.
You sure don't sound festive to me.
Well, what seems to be your fights with people.
Marianne is saying she goes to movies. Like, what's the last movie you saw that you like, Marianne?
Oh boy.
I don't think she goes to movies, Phil. I don't think anybody who doesn't eat candy can sit in a movie theater.
I don't eat candy, period. Yeah. It's not healthy for you.
Well, that's a load. What movie have you seen?
I did see Tea with Mussolini. I saw Life is Beautiful.
And you didn't. And you didn't feel a seizure coming on.
No, I have never had a seizure.
Well, the only people that
don't get seizures from not eating candy.
The only people that don't have seizures and don't eat candy in theaters are pill poppers. And you're.
I don't take pills either.
Uh-huh.
Come on, will you, Doug? You're out of your...
Look, you know who Dr. John Bromley is, ma'am?
No, I
don't. You know Dr. William Osley?
Yes.
Okay. Both of them have said that candy, sugar, processed sugar, somehow interdicts the neurotransmitters, or lack thereof, that create the epileptic seizures, the brain lesions, and so on and so forth. and you're sitting there not eating candy.
That's right.
Well, you ought. You better
refined
start. Well,
sugar
if you don't want to swallow,
good for you.
I can tell you this, Marion. If you don't want to swallow your tongue the next time you're in a movie theater, I would definitely start eating some candy. Otherwise,
well,
get off those pills.
It's not gonna
she's a,
happen,
she's
and
a doctor.
I've never
and
had a seizure, and I'm not going to have a seizure.
How do you know?
You don't get seizures from not eating candy.
How do you know?
Because it just doesn't happen that way.
Let me ask you something. You ever swallowed your tongue?
No, because you can't. It is physically impossible for you to swallow your tongue.
How come they
it
always talk about
happen?
How come they always talk about retards swallowing their tongue?
Watch it. They don't talk about retards.
That's right.
Look, get off the Vicodin and get on the Jujube. Well, what have you swallowed?
All right, thank you very much.
Wait a minute, I had a point.
Get out of here.
He's really rude. He's extremely rude.
Well, you didn't tell me what you swallowed, so I want.
Thank you. Phil Hendry Show.
...1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
I just really don't know which problem to address first.
Have you got a problem with your cable?
Yes, I do. Listen to me. You have a service.
Hold on.
You have a service that you're supposed to be providing for people. If they call in, if you would take time to answer their question...
I do.
...rather than give them grief...
No, I do.
...which is all you've done this entire phone call to everyone you've talked to...
No, I...
That's what makes the prices of cable go up...
All right, what's your problem?
...is because you cannot answer a direct question.
I'll answer
any question. You give your little dissertation, your little comic routine, whatever you want to call it... ...about everything you think... I'll tell you what, Betty...
Let the lady talk.
Never put the X channel in my house. I'll find you and hunt you down. You better travel light because that's ridiculous. I was in charge of a service department, not for a cable company, but service departments are all the same basic thing.
Ma'am, can I
and
interrupt?
Let me tell you what, the customer's always right. Did you ever hear that? It's cheaper like the customer that pays a paycheck. And I don't think you quit. I think you got fired because you are not only a wise acre, you don't know what you're talking about.
I
have a cousin that installs cable, and he does not do anything like you do.
Well,
now, if you'd like to make a common, nice comment to me, I will shut up.
That's
if
very...
not, then...
Very
no.
good, Becky. That was very good, Becky. And it's been something that it's been needed to be said this entire 40-minute stretch.
Exactly.
All right. So I let my frustration bubble over.
Okay, well, you know what?
Let me
when
ask
you
this.
Go to work, you leave your problems at the door. Customers
well,
always right.
That's very true. Let me ask this. What area do you live in?
What difference does that
well,
make?
Well, I just want to know in the relative terms because I'm familiar with cable systems.
Midwest.
You're in the Midwest.
Yes, sir. I'm not going to give you my address.
No,
think you're
don't want
a
your address.
Bomber.
You got a problem. The Midwest.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm not saying this lady because I don't want her to get angry, but they've got some.
Oh,
really,
I'm already there.
All right, they got some really stupid people that live there, and what happens is.
Excuse me, sir.
Well, they do.
You're referring
Wait,
to me.
No,
my
I'm not
family.
Referring to you. We get the highest percentage of. My remote doesn't work calls from the Midwest.
Oh, hello, please.
I'm telling
okay,
you.
Then those people, you still, they're still the customer.
Look,
you're
right,
still
that's
supposed
true.
To provide
that's
them a service.
That's very true.
You cannot berate them and belittle them like you've been talking on this phone.
You're absolutely right. And again, I apologize.
I cannot.
Oh,
you can't apologize enough. If you really did that, if you really sent, you're breaking the law.
You can't send that
you
kind of pornography.
You cannot send the X channel to somebody's home. That's against the law.
What am I supposed to do when they're calling in day
Here's
after
what you do.
Day
you bite
day.
The bullet. You bite the bullet and
right.
say, you know what? I'm getting paid to give a service. I'm going to go home and yell at my dog or yell at my wife or yell
yeah.
at the toilet.
Mr. Green, you worked
You'll
in tech support. Right. You worked in tech support, Mr. Green. And I would ask you, Becky, just to give us an example of a problem you've had,
I'll
and if you can handle
my
it from the tech support,
for no reason.
What's
I
that again, dear?
And I say, excuse me, my cable's off, and I expect I'm retired. I expect to be reimbursed
uh-huh.
for the time that
All right,
I
let's let
cable.
Mr. Green handle that. So she said,
I'm sorry, Becky, say that again. Your cable is out. Is that correct?
Right, my cable's out. Not my fault. I know how to use my remote. I know how to check the back of the TV, the whole nine yards.
All right, okay.
And
good.
I expect to be reimbursed for that time.
All right,
I have never had a cable
all
representative
right,
talk to me
this.
The way you talk.
And let me ask you this. Do you have... And I guess you're going to be insulted. I don't know what will insult her.
Just ask her.
Ask me.
Is there a television set in the house?
Okay, well, I'm not going to dignify that with a response.
What kind of idiotic question is that?
I'm telling you, you want to take some of these calls from the Midwest.
I'm not going to dignify it with a response.
They're like, my cable, I can't get any reception. There's no TV.
Are you putting me...
I had to ask...
I think
don't...
he's a stand-up comic.
No.
I really do. I don't think the man legitimately did
his job. You know the nights that I dream,
either that
I wish
just
I did
retarded.
That?
I'm a retired educator, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I worked with special ed, and I really think you fit the criteria.
You know, I find that insulting. 25 years I've
had... You find that insulting. That's
business.
All you've done this entire 40 minutes is insult people's integrity.
Ma'am, I can tell you that we work as hard as we can. Now, when we get a complaint...
Oh, you work hard. You get up and go and leave people hanging on the phone. You aren't even listening to their complaint. Do you think I'm retarded?
That's right. We
no, don't work hard.
I mean, that was so...
You know, I don't need to... When I will say this to anybody
who... Oh, that hurts your feelings.
When if someone calls and abuses us...
Give me your address. I'll send you a sympathy card. Oh, I forgot.
Right,
you're on the run.
You
travel light.
I'll tell you what. You can turn your...
You probably get run out of town on every town on a rail.
You can turn your TV on to Channel 10 and watch a real fat black lady take it in the...
Okay, that's it.
Bill Hendricks. Flashback.
1-800-449-8686. And, hi, you're on the air. Hello. Jim?
Oh, hi, Phil.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing very well. I don't know if you can take another phone call, but I wanted to just check in. Michael Flatley was on the Larry King program.
Okay.
And Michael Flatley, I heard someone on your program who is a gay man.
Gay man and a gay... It's Doug Danger.
Well, he was really something else. Flatley, who does Lord of the Dance, if you've seen this.
I did actually see Lord of the Dance with my wife. At some theater out in Thousand Oaks, yeah.
You did see that?
Yeah.
Well, Michael Flatley, if you've watched the way he dances, every aspect of that man screams gay. And yet, to my understanding, there's a woman, isn't there?
You asking me?
I'm trying to get some feedback. Yeah, I'm trying to get some sounding on this, just so... Because every aspect of the way he dances...
Every aspect of the way Michael Flatley dances screams gay. I don't know...
But there's one other thing, too. The other thing that bespeaks his dancing is there was somebody said something about epileptic, some neural, like brain lesion.
Yeah.
Do you think any of that's caused by a...
Do I think any of what?
His dancing.
Do I think Michael Flatley's dancing is caused by a brain lesion?
Yes. Because I think there's an area...
In other words, the way he dances is the direct result of some brain damage.
Oh. Well,
that's... I mean, that dancing that he does is very intricate.
You like it?
Well, I'm not saying I like it, but I don't know that any guy that has a brain lesion could dance that way.
I'm telling you the reason why he dances that way is because of profound brain trauma.
From what?
First of all, he doesn't move his arms. That's some kind of a paralysis.
He didn't. That's Irish dancing. They don't move their arms.
All right. Well, you want me to go into a movie theater and pay a significant amount of money and only get the lower half of his body moving? Is that it? I think that we need to. I want all of the body moving if I'm going to spend a lot of money.
Well, it ain't paralysis.
It's not.
No.
Okay, Phil.